Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. 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 Okay, 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 okay. Pretty Petty Tuesday all up in your area. It's the Daily Go Get 'Em Isn't Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are doing it on this 30th of May. May is almost out of here. One more day, and then we start the whole June experience. Full-breeded summertime. Full-bred summer. All right, so I'm ready. I hope y'all ready. Let's get this thing popping. We talking about something serious tonight. Now, we've touched on this topic a little while ago, I think a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, but this time we're going to take it a little bit deeper. I know on a show previously we talked about what you take up for your loved one who knew did it, whatever. I think we may have asked, would you testify for them? You know what I mean? Would you tell the cops they didn't do it or that they was with you and it happened? You know what I mean? You know, like that. But this time we're talking about, would you or wouldn't you get a lawyer? Would you get, would you retain legal counsel for a loved one, someone that was close to you, if you knew or thought that they had committed a really bad crime? I ain't talking about, you know, no petty theft. I ain't talking about no small accusation. I'm talking about the real deal. What if somebody that you know was accused of a very heinous felony, a very bad crime, where multiple victims may have been involved, and the evidence is looking like, it's kind of looking like it ain't looking good. It might be your loved one's word against the state or the feds or whatever, but nonetheless, it ain't looking good for them. Would you retain a lawyer for them? Now, that's taking into account that you have the means to be able to do it. That's taking into account that you have enough money to be able to do this and still be able to live, still be able to take care of your business. Because, and I have to say that because, you know, getting a lawyer, a defense lawyers are not cheap. Defense lawyers are absolutely not cheap. You know, that's why in a lot of situations that involve money, people count up the cost of what it would cost to retain a lawyer. And they say, you know what, we might as well eat that. We got to eat that one because we're going to wind up spending more money than they owe or that we're owed in order to get that back. And after I get finished paying the lawyer, then I might actually be in the hole the same way. You know, for example, to fight, let's say somebody steals $50,000 from you. You get a lawyer to fight that case. They might charge you damn near $50,000. To fight that case. So you're like, 50. All right, let's just say they charge you 25 to fight it. Because they have, you know, in matters of money, you have to probe deeply and get witnesses and you know, you have to, it takes a lot to prove that somebody has embezzled money from you or stolen money from you. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, you damn near have to have a confession in order to make it happen. So, if you have to pay a lawyer $25,000 to fight a case for you that's $50,000, then yeah, you might find yourself just breaking even. You know, I'm getting back $25,000 and I had to pay $25,000. So anyway, so taking into account that you can afford a lawyer, afford a decent afford decent legal counsel, an attorney, taking into account that you can afford that, would you do it? Now, some people might say no. Like, no, I'm not, you know, you did the crime, you got to do the time. And I think it's interesting when our people say, if you can't do the crime, I mean, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. You know, because first of all, we all got that from Beretta. That concerns me. It does. It might not seem like a big thing to anybody else, but that concerns me that we took a slogan from the theme song of a cop show and we made it our own, and we use this phrase, this sentence to describe how we feel about our loved ones who, or people that we know who may have gotten themselves into some legal trouble. If you can't do the time, then don't do the crime. Well, because when I hear if you can't do the time, then don't do the crime, that makes me think that you first of all, definitely did it. And it makes me also think that the law judges every crime done by every person the same way. And if the legal system was set up that way, then there wouldn't be any reason to go to court. There wouldn't be any reason to go, because that would control sentencing guidelines. That would control the verdicts in cases. You know, how many times have we seen a case get tried for one thing, or how many times have we seen an arrest for one thing and then the conviction go for another thing? Like, how many times have we heard of a case being tried for murder, one, and then get reduced to manslaughter? How many times have we seen that? We've seen that happen plenty, plenty, plenty of times. And in order for that to happen, then the evidence has to show that you probably weren't going to get a conviction for that murder, one, because that ain't what happened. So rather than get no conviction and they walk free, you reduce the crime to a lesser crime where they will receive lesser time. So in that regard, I guess when you did the crime, you could do the time, I guess, you know, for that Beretta example. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. Now, listen, we're going to get deeper than that. And, you know, I want to apologize to people in advance, because you're going to hear some things on this show that might make you uncomfortable. And I don't want to trigger anybody or any of those things like that. But, you know, y'all know how I am. I don't dig no cops. I don't trust the police. And I definitely don't rock with the legal system. I recognize and acknowledge the corruption in both. And unfortunately, they confirm my suspicions and my affirmations consistently, especially for our people, because our people do not get a fair shake in arresting and in booking and in trials. We just don't. The history proves it. And you know what I mean? I'm not willing to see my people go out like that. But that's me. That's me, and I can't impose my belief system or what I think is right or wrong on anyone else. I can just say the way that I feel, and you can say the way that you feel, and, you know, cases are going to play out the way that they play out. Now, let's talk about drugs. Drug convictions. And the reason I want to start off with drugs is because people have a lot of differing opinions on the severity of the crime of selling drugs has on the community. Some people believe that, you know, you selling that poison, selling that poison, selling that poison, selling that poison. out there selling that poison to all of girls and boys, and ruining those neighborhoods, ruining them families, ruining them schools, ruining everything. See, I don't like to sell me no drugs, and I don't like to see no drugs get sold. And you would think that niggas would stop selling drugs, especially when they start to get a couple of years old. But when the money is coming in, it's coming in, and ain't nobody gonna stop no money that's coming in from coming in. You understand what I'm talking about? Let's work it out. Let's talk it out. So yes, now we know that when it comes to drugs, you can teeter from a state crime to a federal crime. If you traffic out of state, have clientele out of state, then it becomes federal. If the crime becomes federal, they try those cases differently. The prisons that you are sentenced to serve your time in are different, but they're not the country clubs like a lot of. They're not all country clubs like people think that they are. Whatever, you know, you have maximum security federal prisons just like anywhere else, just like the state prisons. But when it comes to selling drugs, most people have access to money when it comes to drug cases, because drug dealing is a money generated, it's a revenue generating crime. So if you didn't sell enough drugs to be able to get you a lawyer, then I don't know what you was doing. More than likely, You're just on the street level, on the state level of arrest and conviction. But if you've gone out of town, you pushed a little weight, even if you ain't a weight pusher, but you've gotten a couple of pounds off, you know, you doing your thing, you making trips back and forth, then more than likely you've stashed some money away where your peoples can either use to take care of themselves in your absence in the event that you get convicted, or they can use some of that money to help fight your case. Now, if you sold drugs and taken care of your family and done things for people, you know, outside of your family or in the community, because I know drug dealers who have done some good things in their community. Sorry, but I do. And, you know, so if nobody will retain a lawyer for you, or if they're going to let your big dope selling ass have to stand trial with a public defender, something wrong, something real, real wrong. But when it comes to drugs, a lot of people believe that, you know, you wrong just for selling drugs. You know, you shouldn't be out here selling that poison to your people. You know, you used to hear people say it all the time. You don't hear it as much anymore. You know, you out there selling that poison to your people. That's what we heard during the crack era. You selling that poison to your people. You selling that poison to your people. You selling that poison, selling that poison to your people. The real problem in the crack era was the violence associated with selling that poison to your people. If it was just a bunch of fiends running around here, you know, not taking care of their kids, not doing right by their families and all of that kind of stuff, yeah, we would have looked down on it, but we wouldn't have been dealing with a situation that was unfamiliar to us, because we were dealing with that same situation with heroin. So it wouldn't have been as foreign to us. But the violence that was associated with the crack era, that was the thing that got everybody on board to the negative side. Like, you know, people, innocent people being shot at and hurt and deleted in the crossfire and stuff like that. So that's what made the crack era a more emergent situation. But one thing is for sure, all of those drug dealers that went to jail all had lawyers, and they all needed lawyers. And sometimes their lawyer sold them down the river, because there are ways for a lawyer to represent, there are ways for lawyers to represent you and still sell you out, especially when they know that you don't know how the law works. So, but would you Retain a lawyer for your dope dealing son, your dope dealing nephew, your dope dealing cousin, your dope dealing husband, your dope dealing friend. Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it? A lot of people have been faced with this situation and they had to make a decision. What up, T. Carey? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Stacey White, what's going on? Things are coming on through. You know what's on. And a Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Good to see ya. And Vida, a Vida B. Thanks for coming through. Good to see me. So S-O-N-E. Y-O-U. And my brother. My brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, can't leave him alone. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. What's up, girl? Good to see y'all, man. Good to see y'all. So what we talking about? What we doing? What we doing, y'all? What we doing? 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 Ansel Jones says, I gave away turkeys on Thanksgiving. And a lot of dope dealers have done that. Cookouts, you know what I mean? All types of, I've seen them, you know, you some give us and some take us away. You know? TK Wright says, when it comes to murking children or violent crimes against children, I draw the line of support. I have seen and defended too many family members against monsters. I won't support one. I understand. I do. I understand. But I understand it from here. When it's happening over there, it's a little different when it's here and I have to understand it right here. It's a little different. Like when they did it, I can look the other way. Like, yeah, that's messed up. Shouldn't have did the crime if you couldn't do the time. But my peoples right here did it. I'm like, shit, this nigga here. Time to have a family meeting. That's what's gonna happen. We gotta have a family meeting. We gotta have a family meeting. The family against the law. He might have did it. Matter of fact, in the case of drug dealing, we did it. We all benefited from it. We all had the good Christmases. We all rode around in his cars. He bought some of y'all cars. Microwaves, big screen TVs, birthdays, prom send-offs, little vacations and shit like that. Yeah, when he went down to Costa Rica to, you know what I mean, do his thing, didn't he take you? Put y'all on separate planes. So he wasn't associated, but y'all got the vacation while he did business. Oh, but none of that matters now, huh? Oh, okay. Well, I can't do that. I'm sorry. When it comes to any crime, I have to look at what a person meant to me. I have to do that. I don't expect everybody to do that, but that's what I have to do. I have to look at what a person meant to me. Doesn't mean that I can't judge them, or doesn't mean that I can't, or it doesn't mean that I might 100% support them. But when you talk about retaining a lawyer for somebody, you're not talking about somebody over there. You're not. Because you ain't going to retain a lawyer for somebody that ain't close to you. That's what we're talking about tonight. I'm talking about somebody that's right there. Somebody you raised or was raised with. Somebody you love. Somebody that loves you. Somebody you've done for. Somebody that's done for you. But they done this crime. And you have the means to get that lawyer. You're doing it or not. Because more than likely, other people looking at you like, what you gonna do? Yeah, that's messed up. Yeah, I felt so sorry about about, you know, what he did. I couldn't believe it. When I saw that on the news, I was like, that can't be such and such. That can't be so and so. But they looking at you because they know that when you see them, they see you. Or should I say, when they see them, they see you. So you ain't, this is not a situation where you could easily back out without an explanation. Like, well, I ain't talked to them in a while. I wasn't there. No, it ain't that. This is a situation where people going to be looking directly at you. Like, what are you, so you ain't going to help your peoples out? Did you go see them? Have they called you? What's going on? Yeah, we ain't talking about any type of situation. Like, you don't just go getting lawyers for anybody and everybody. So we ain't talking about any and everybody. We talking about your sons, your daughters. We talking about your parents. We talking about your close cousins that's like brothers and sisters to you. Yeah, we talking about that uncle who raised you, that auntie that was your godmom and more like a mom to you than your mom was. That's what we talking about. Yeah, they did it, though. They did it. The evidence ain't looking good. It ain't looking good. It ain't looking good. Now, I'm not saying that you knew what they was doing before they got arrested, because not always a situation. Like with drug dealing, yeah, you knew. Yeah, you knew they was making moves. They was making moves. They was making moves in the streets, making moves in the background. You know, remember back in the day when some drug dealers only sold a little bit of weed, a little bit of coke. They only sold the people that they knew. Remember we used to have our little low hustlers that went to work every day, sometimes did overtime. But when they got home, people was knocking on their door. Yo, you got nicks, you got dimes, 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 you got nicks. Yeah. You remember, and I know you remember because I remember. Yeah. On my block, 1978, 1979, 1980, 1981. And they only sold to a little bit of people. Wasn't no crack house. They sold a little bit of weed. They sold a little bit of coke. Only the people they knew. Sold it to their coworkers. I mean, they like to get a little toot. They like to get a little toot every now and then. So I bring a little, bring a little eight ball to the job, and it's already arranged. So I don't just randomly, sell to anybody. Those who know what I do. You know what I'm saying? They call me before I come into work and tell me what they want. And I only bring what they ask me for. And you know what I'm saying? We good. So no matter whatever happens to them, they only going to get caught with small quantities. But they need legal representation. I just need to go back a memory lane because, when we think about dope boys nowadays, we never thinking about the small time, the little discreet drug dealing that used to be done. Because it used to be done. All right. Ansel Jones says, the main thing they didn't show on the movie American Gangster, all the higher ranking people that went to jail. Higher ranking what? Historically, high-ranking people don't really go to jail. They make an example on the here and there. High-ranking people in the military that went to jail. Well, the military like to keep things hush-hush. No. Military don't. They do not want that stain on the military. Same as the CIA and all that. The feds don't want that. They don't want nobody looking at America's defense system being involved in the offense category. All right. So we know that some of our people have gotten lawyers and would get a lawyer for drugs. Well, what about murder? What about mental death? I'm going to have to say yes, because... And I'm not necessarily saying yes for me, But we know that people who have committed the MURDER have gotten lawyers from their people. And I support that. And the reason that I support that, even though, you know, I honestly can't think of a more heinous crime than murder. I can't. I cannot. Not even close. Because any other crime can be fixed. You can get therapy. You can get help. You can use time to heal wounds. You can get understanding, perspective for the victim. And the crime of MURDER is final. You can't bring them back. They can't testify. They can't testify to the fact or the fiction. They can't do it. It's over. So now we have to rely on witnesses. We have to rely on testimony. We have to rely on confessions. We have to rely on evidence. We have to rely on a whole lot of things in order to get a conviction. And we have to speculate details that led up to that crime, which is the reason that nobody ever should stand trial for MUR without effective legal counsel. Nobody who stands trial for the MUR should ever have to defend themselves with a public defender. And I'm going to tell you why I feel that way. I feel that way because so many times our people have been wrongly accused, wrongly tried, wrongly, we've had evidence and all types of things planted on us. Things have been done to get false confessions from us. And we have gotten harsher sentencing than any other group out there. Black people have gotten a raw deal when it comes to the legal system. We can't trust the legal system. I don't care what court it is. Criminal, superior, supreme, it does not matter. We get shitted on every level of the legislative system. We do. So And we also have to take into account that just like the victims have rights, so does the accused. And that's what a lawyer is there to do. A lawyer is there to protect the rights of the accused because the accused have rights. Because many of us don't understand the legal system or really know how it works or how it's supposed to work. You know, because we caught up in things like, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. If the gloves don't fit, then you must acquit. If you didn't get a look, then you can't book. If it ain't got no face, then you can't try a case. Yeah, the accused have rights. Like, simple, the right to remain silent. We don't really think about that until we are in that hot seat. And we understand, you know, you don't understand what that means until you've been accused of a crime that you didn't commit, MUR, and you're trying to explain to the cops, like, no, I wasn't there. You know, I have an alibi. It must be false identification or something like that. And so you start giving up information that you should have shut up. The first things you should have said was, I'd like to speak to a lawyer. But you don't know that. So you spent all night in the interrogation room trying to try yourself because you was trying to go home. And what has happened to so many people that were trying to explain themselves all night in an interrogation room? What has happened to them? They was told by detectives, all you have to do is say this, that, and the third, and you can go home. lying, and you can legally lie to a suspect in order to get a confession, and that confession will stick. That's the way the law works. That sound all right to you? It don't sound all right to me. That don't sound all right. So even if you did it, you have the right not to convict yourself or to incriminate yourself. But they don't tell you that, listen, you shouldn't say anything to us that would incriminate yourself if you have any plans of fighting this case later. They don't tell you that. They tell you, like, look, you looking at 20, 25 years. You looking at life. You looking at the gas chamber. You looking at the electric chair. You looking at the lethal injection. But perhaps I can talk to the DA and we can work out. That's what they're going to tell you. And they can't. They ain't got no juice with no DA. Don't no cop have no juice with no DA. None of them. Not even the chief of police. All they can do is gather the evidence and submit it to the court. And the court decides if there's enough evidence to try the case. If there's not enough evidence to try the case, then they're throwing it out. You get to go home. You get to go home. Now, they can come back and get you when and if they get more evidence. But other than that, they can't try you twice for the same crime. But they can try you, they can get ready to try you a bunch of times. You understand what I'm saying? So you can get battle weary, but until they actually, start doing jury selection and all of that kind of stuff and actually take you to court and try you. So knowing that and taking that into consideration, that's a even greater reason to make sure that your people have legal representation. So on my side, and thank God I have not been faced with this, on my side, in the crime of MUR, if I have the means, more than likely I'm going to, And there's another reason. And that reason is as simple as, when you don't have effective legal counsel, you can wind up getting convicted of crimes that you didn't commit along with the ones that you did. Let me say that again. When you don't have effective legal counsel, you can wind up getting convicted of crimes that you did not commit along with the ones that you did. So when they see you don't have no family, when they see that you don't have no decent lawyer, when they see that you don't have any defense against what they want to try you for, they can just basically, your conviction or your crime, the crime that you committed is the ice cream. That's the chocolate or vanilla or strawberry or whatever. All the other stuff are the jimmies, are the chocolate, are the caramel, are the nuts, are the bananas, and whatever fruit. That's all of that. And they will get you with all of that because ain't nobody there to stop it. Ain't nobody there to stop it. Sell you all the way down the river. So you wind up doing, 15 years for a crime you should have only been doing 5 for. You should have been doing 3 to 5 for this. Meanwhile, you doing 12 to 15. That's what happens when you don't get a lawyer. All right. So what we doing? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, and we are talking about what would or would not make you get a lawyer for them. All right. Cheryl Hudson says, I've seen people abusing their parents. waiting for them to pass so they can collect the policy. You know what? Cheryl? Damn, you done it. You have found the crime that I would not consider getting legal counsel for my for my loved one for. God damn. You did it. If my sister or my brother abused my mother or my father or MUR, my mom or dad, or another family member, I'm not getting you no lawyer. I'm not doing that. You know, they say a family that prays together stays together. Well, even if we don't pray together, you break that chain, I ain't got nothing for you. You did it, Cheryl. Like, wow. I was not thinking about that one. That one, yeah, because that's close to me with the victim and the accused, the violator and the, oh no. Nah, Dita, I'm sorry. You are my first love, my favorite, but you do that to mommy. Oh, hell no. I'm not doing it. That Shirley said, I would not do that. No. Hell no. All right. Anto Jones says, most people don't think about local courts in voting. True. Carol says, the legal system was not set up to protect black people historically. It sure wasn't. Matter of fact, it was set up to do the exact opposite. It was set up to set us up. It was made up to ensure that we get got. A lot of black people has stood trial for crimes that they didn't commit. And sometimes that was even when they did commit a crime of similar nature. You know, it can happen. You can commit a crime, be arrested, tried and convicted for it, and still have not gotten a fair shake because you may have been sentenced harshly because they thought that you did more than what you actually did. And that happens to us all the time. And so it says, Omar, no visits or letters in Facebook jail. Now, I get plenty of letters and I get plenty of visits over my inbox. Hey, you okay over there? Text messages and shit like, yo, so when you gonna be back? It happens. Shout out to my other account. You know what I mean? You got to keep that in tow. And I believe that this year I haven't had to use the other account, which I think is interesting because I don't know if I've been any more careful, but I think ever since Facebook let me monetize my account, they've been different. Now it's like they letting shit go. Last year they was begging me for everything. Yo, take that and that and that and that. They was hitting me for everything last year, year before that. But anyway, yeah. The rules are different for us than they are with other people. Now, I don't expect everybody to see things the same way with these situations because, just because a person is black doesn't mean that they're innocent, and it doesn't mean that they won't get a fair shake. It's just that the likelihood in the historical percentages of people that have been done dirty by the legal system is so high that I just can't justify throwing my people out there like that. Now, when you start talking about sexual assault, when you start talking about rape, when you start talking about pedophilia, now you're going into a different bag of emotions. A different bag of emotions. Now, we all know that many of our people have been accused of sexual misconduct, sexual assault, rape, pedophilia, a pedophilia along with rape, corruption of minors, stuff like that. You know, very small children being accused of touching inappropriately, you know, all kinds of stuff, infants, toddlers, and all that stuff. And those cases are very sensitive, very sensitive. They work on our sensitivities in the first place, and you know, they really make us have to think hard and long sometimes about whether we would support our loved ones in that situation. Carol Chamberlain says, I definitely draw the line with those types of accusations. Here's the thing about it. Initially, I would say I draw the line with them too. Except I know so many people that were put in situations where they were accused and lied on. I know too many people that were in situations like they was boyfriend and girlfriend, and the man was moving on in his relationship. I know a personal situation where a man and a woman had been dealing with each other for years. She was a crazy type, John. And the man told her that they were through and that it was over and that they wasn't messing around. And, you know, that they fling and they thing was already over. Now, this woman had already told the man's wife. She sent pictures of him and her together, you know, and all types of situations. So she had already been prepping him to what she would later do. So the man was a little weak in the flesh, and he went and messed around with the woman one last time or whatever. And when it was over, she did some things to herself physically and went and got a rape kit. Went to the cops and told them that he beat her and brutally assaulted her, sexually assaulted her. And the man wound up getting locked up. And yeah. So I know too many situations like that for me to rush to judgment and just throw somebody away. I don't know. Now, the only reason I know about these details, because the man, he quickly lawyered up. No words to the cops. He said, I want to see a lawyer. So they came and got him and arrested him. And so we all went to the pre-trial motions and all of that. And she damn near gave her whole testimony at the pre-trial. and the shit sounded so ridiculous. We was all like, even the judge was looking like, One thing is for sure, she done made this man, he done made this woman mad, but he ain't do what she's saying. This shit sound ridiculous. She lying, and yeah. So, you know, his family had to get bail for him. I mean, they had to get bail for him, and they had to get a lawyer for him. And that's what they did. That's what happened. And now, suppose they had been like, well, first of all, you was wrong for your adultery. And who's to say that you never put your hands on a woman before? Maybe you have. Who's to say that you didn't push the envelope before? Maybe you have. So who's to say you didn't do it now? Maybe you did. They had to make a decision. And they made the decision, and I think they made the right decision. But nonetheless, certain things can happen when we rush to judgment. And so I don't rush to judgment when it comes to the legal system. Let the evidence play out. But while the evidence is playing out, we're going to get you effective legal counsel. I'm sorry. That's what we're going to do. So if nothing else, you're going to have a fair trial or at least get a fair shake on our side. We're going to do everything that we can do for you. Fate, facts, truth, and God will have to do the rest for you. But we're going to set you up with what you deserve up front. Okay. Carol says, I've known some who were falsely accused too. Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, sure are at different bag of emotions. If I know that they committed a pedo crime, I'm done. Okay. Carol says, that sounds like an emotionally disturbed person. It was some deep shit. But think about, okay, this man got off. And if I told you the details of how and why he got off, you'd be like, what? He didn't do it, that's for sure. But the way that he got off was so ridiculous. I'll give you this. The accuser was the one who got him off. At another place, at another time, I could give you more details. But the accuser was the one responsible for getting them off. I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going to just leave it at that. But what if his peoples went by what the law said? What if his peoples didn't wait to see the evidence that was going to be presented? And you don't get to see any of that evidence until you go to trial. Only the person that gets to see the evidence that the state has against the accused are the lawyer and the lawyer and sometimes the accused. Sometimes the accused don't even know that they supposed to be able to get that discovery. You have the right to know what evidence the state has against you, because that can influence whether you decide to take a deal or go to trial or not. And there's money involved in that. When a lawyer goes to trial, more money, a whole lot. If he can just get you a deal, you know, you can save some. A lot. Going to trial costs a lot of money. A lot of money. Because that lawyer can't make other money signing off on shit while he's fighting your case. That's why it costs so much money per hour. Time really is money when it comes to an attorney. All right, so. But the family, only thing they know is what is what the accused may tell them on the phone or visiting day and things like that. You don't get to see no paperwork. You don't get to see no paperwork. None. You get none. So you don't know. You don't know what evidence that the state has until you go to that trial. So the question becomes, are you going to let your loved one go to trial to present their side of the story or not? Are you going to put them in the position to be able to defend themselves or not? The choice really is yours. It really is. It's 100% yours. And you're going to have to deal with your action or inaction. But it's a slippery slope. Because if you pay $25,000 for a and your loved one still gets convicted because they actually did the crime, but maybe they had a fair trial or, you know, some semblance of it where they have to do some time, but at least they didn't get railroaded and have to do a whole lot of time. You're probably going to be able to live with yourself. It's not like you supported the crime. All you did was say, well, listen, you know, yeah, you did it. You fucked up. So you got to do the time. But you only going to do the time that you're supposed to do. You ain't going to do no extra time, son. Nah, you're not doing no extra time. You're going to do the time that you're supposed to do. That's it. Would you be able to live with yourself if you said, nah, man, you know, like, you shouldn't have done that. I mean, you shouldn't have touched them little boys. You shouldn't, you know, that girl you was dealing with said that you touched her kids and all of that kind of stuff. The kids said that you touched them. And, you know, listen, man, don't think I'm insensitive for saying that. But I've heard the testimony of little kids who have accused adults of crimes. And sometimes I've listened and I've been like, I don't see how any adult can be satisfied with that testimony. You can kind of tell when a child has been coached to say certain things because they can't defend themselves, or they can't hold up under, that's what I wanted to say. They can't hold up under a lot of questioning or cross-examination. They just can't do it. They don't have the mental capacity to do it yet. They're little kids. But sometimes little kids have been told to lie. They've been told to lie. By sometimes the mothers, by sometimes the fathers. But evil will put you in a position. Now, what about a situation where you may have acted inappropriately? Like, let's say you put your hands on a child in an abusive, you know, physically abusive way. Like, you overspanked the child. You didn't just spank them. You beat them up. You beat them up. You beat them down. You extension cord, you know what I mean, flip-flop slipper, you know what I mean? You let your anger rule, but you got accused of sexual assault. Now, what are we looking at here? What are we looking at? Because these things have happened. So you might have been physically abusive, but you weren't sexually abusive. But you got accused of being sexually abusive on top of being physically abusive. And your people say, nah, that little boy wouldn't have said that you did this if you ain't do it. That little girl wouldn't have said that you did that if you ain't do it. Don't let you have a sordid past. Don't let you have a sordid past. But the same way that good people can change into not so good people or bad people, it's the same way that bad people or not so good people can change into better people. But you got to be the judge and the jury of that. But in real time, you got to decide whether you're going to get a lawyer or not. Are you going to give him a fair shot? Yes or no? Because I think that you'll probably be able to live with yourself if you got them legal counsel. Now, whatever happens after that, that's on the court. That's on the court. That's on the evidence. That's on the universe. That's on God. But would you be able to live with yourself finding out later on that they were falsely accused and you sold out? You had the money, you had the means, and you said, shouldn't have done it. It's on you. Okay. TK Wright says, I know of women who have lied about. I like the way you wrote that. That's what's up. Sags assault. That's dope. On some thin line between love and hate stuff. Mm-hmm. It happens. She says, wow, she got, I got a story to tell on that one. Y'all ain't ready. Yeah, oh my God. Man, that situation there, that situation is exactly what happens when you play around with fire. You know, pyromaniacs, arsonists, they think they have fire under control. They don't respect the damage that fire does. You keep playing around with fire. Yeah, we know you can get burned, but we don't always respect how deep the burn can go. That situation there, that's what happens when you play with fire and you don't respect fire. Carol says, her lies caught up with her. No, they actually didn't. That's why I said it's deep. It's deep. Oh, my God, it's deep. That shit nasty. But this is why I don't fuck with the legal system. Because it could have gone a whole different way. Ansel Jones says, a child's vocabulary is simple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're only going to say when you make a child lie, they can only tell the lie you told them to tell. They don't know how to make more out of the lie. So under cross-examination, and, you know, you want to be careful in front of a jury about how you cross-examine a child, because you don't want the jury to look at it like, yo, why are you doing a child like that? That baby is a victim. So it's a, wee. TK Wright says, that's why crimes against kids don't lead to a conviction. People don't always believe the kids. Sometimes the kids it ain't hard to tell when a child is not lying, is telling the truth. It's not hard to tell when a child is lying. Because like I said, they can't stand up to certain questions. Their brain is not going to work. They haven't been experienced enough to be able to take it there. Like, okay, if you say this, then I should say that. They ain't got it like that. Not at no 4 or 5 years old. Maybe when they get up to 10. You know, they done lied so many times, gotten in and out of situations, been prepped and all of that kind of stuff. But at 4 or 5 years old, you only gonna tell the lie that you was told to tell. TK Wright says, I would get a lawyer if my people were accused. You can't really, the thing about it is when the arrest is made, that's when you have to make the decision to get the lawyer. It's time sensitive as fuck. You lunch on getting a lawyer, then they getting the public defender. That's it. So it ain't like you got like a week, like, let me see how this thing play out. Let me see how it plays out. couple of weeks down the line or whatever. Yeah. You ain't got that time. You don't have that time. You got to move now. You have to move now. Make a decision. You going to drop that money or not? You going to make that call to the Esquire or not? It's not easy. It's not an easy situation. But that's why I wanted to talk about it tonight. But we done. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. Yeah, we leaving on a cliffhanger. That's what we doing. We leaving on a cliffhanger. That's what we doing. That's what we doing. That's what we doing. Everything is going to be. I said, that's what we doing. That's what we doing. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. May 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My girl, Demetria Kibi Merriman. She's a firecracker. These Geminis be wailing. Happy birthday to you. And also Latasha Jones turning 44 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Arenia Johnson turning 51 years old today. And Regina Powell turning 52 years old today. And Kendra Leggett, happy birthday to you. And Tiana Wallace, happy birthday. And Kelly Camp, happy birthday to you, Kelly. And E-Class Benz, turning 40 years old today. And Sasita P. Dawson. Sasita P. Dawson. And, you know, she's a go-getter. She used to come by the show all the time when we used to be on Facebook. And my man Vernon, Keith Ruffin Jr., a.k.a. professionally known as Keith from Up the Block. Popular comedian, TV show host. You know, I used to have a local TV show called Urban Expressions back in the day. Keith from Up the Block is a dope artist and comedian. Oh, shoot. And last but not least, Candace Dorsey, happy birthday to you, my girl Candace. I want to say, and she turned 45 years old today. I can't believe she turned 45 years old today. Yeah. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to all of y'all, any and all of y'all who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. May 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, if your people stand accused, you got to make a decision what you're going to do. You got to act fast, got to make sure that you make the call if you're going to make the call at all. And I understand that if you can't make that call because you ain't got another couple of grand. Well, but even if you do, maybe you don't believe in your boo and you think that time is something that they're going to have to do. Well, the decision is yours. I can't judge. I mean, what can I do? I don't hope that I be in that fudge, that chocolate, that mess, that craziness. But it happens. You know, sometimes life will give you a test and you got to see if you can pass. But that might mean somebody else's ass. And, well, life goes on and we're going to make them decisions on and on and on. That's where I am. The type that tries to stay loyal, but sometimes you gotta watch the pot and try to see if the water gonna boil. Well, I know that I would want somebody to step up and get me a lawyer. I mean, goddamn, man, you know I ain't do that shit. Even if I did it for the family. What are you talking about? Y'all gonna throw me in? I mean, y'all ain't gonna do me like that. You want to put me in the hands of a public defender? A public defender? Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get-Em-ism show. So make sure y'all come on through. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.